morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 21st. You'll be interested to know. 66 years ago today, in 1959, Hawaii was officially admitted as the 50th state of the United States. This momentous occasion marked the culmination of a long journey from the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893 and subsequent annexation by the United States in 1898. The strategic importance of Hawaii during World War II, particularly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, highlighted its value to the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, but by noon, it shifts to choppy as the wind picks up to 8 miles per hour. Expect fair conditions in the afternoon, with the wind holding at 8 to 9 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4.5 feet at 9:30 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Friday, expect clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, gradually building to 3+ feet by midday. Saturday sees a continuation of similar sizes, but shifts to choppy conditions as winds pick up. By Sunday, a steady increase in swell brings consistent 3+ foot sets, with cleaner faces early, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 72 degrees, with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:29, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, with partly sunny skies and a high near 72, along with a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 11, mostly cloudy, with a low of 69 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies with patchy fog in the mornings, highs in the low 70s, and mostly cloudy nights with lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diegans now have an easier way to report fraudulent or unlawful business practices, thanks to the District Attorney's Office. The office has enhanced its consumer protection complaint process, allowing residents to submit issues related to such practices through an online form. For those who prefer in-person assistance, consumer protection experts are available at the DA's Care Center in National City and one safe place, the North County Family Justice Center in San Marcos. District Attorney Summer Steffen emphasized the commitment to supporting the San Diego community and streamlining the reporting process, ensuring that all consumers know how to report suspected fraud. Now on to sports. The PGA Tour is set for gigantic changes as Tiger Woods leads a new committee aimed at modernizing the tour. Woods, who has seen the sport evolve over his 3 decades, is tackling the challenge of reshaping how the tour operates. With potential changes like fewer events and higher stakes, The goal is to get the biggest stars competing together more often. Wood stated, nothing's off the table, emphasizing the need for a clean sheet of paper. As the tour navigates competition from LIV Golf, its leadership remains committed to enhancing the sport while balancing player interests. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres beat the Giants 8-1. Winning pitcher Sears went 6 innings, getting up one run with one walk and 8 strikeouts. Home runs came from Sheets and Machado, with O'Hearn adding one as well. The Friars tally 10 hits and had 0 errors. The Padres now stand at 71-56, leaving the Giants behind. Tonight, the Padres face the Giants again for the final game of the series. Dylan Cease is 5-11, with a 4.61 earned run average, faces Justin Verlander, who is 1-9 with a 4.23. First pitch is at 1:10 at Petco Park under clear skies and 80 degrees. In top news, in Silicon Valley, a growing obsession with creating smarter babies is emerging among tech executives. Many are investing tens of thousands of dollars in genetic testing services that promise to screen embryos for intelligence. Svee Benson-Tilson, a mathematician, leads the Berkeley Genomics Project, advocating for this new frontier. Matchmakers are pairing tech leaders with high IQ partners, further fueling this trend. However, bioethicists warn about the implications of genetic selection, questioning fairness and unintended consequences. While some believe it could lead to higher intelligence, experts caution that current methods only predict modest improvements in cognitive ability. In business news, the United States labor force is shrinking at alarming rates, signaling potential economic disaster. Over the past 3 months, the country has lost 790,000 workers. A significant drop in immigration and challenges like high childcare costs are contributing factors. Companies are struggling to hire talent, particularly in the tech sector, where giants like Meta and Microsoft are vying for limited resources. However, many businesses may soon scale back hiring, impacting consumer spending, which drives nearly 70% of the economy. Without smart policy changes, reversing this trend seems unlikely. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $114,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.93. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google recently made a bold statement regarding its Pixel 10 Pro Fold, emphasizing that IP68 protection does not last forever. The company clarified that no phone is completely waterproof or dustproof, as sealants degrade over time, especially when exposed to salt or chlorine, or after physical damage. Additionally, liquid damage is not covered under warranty. This candid admission is rare among manufacturers. Google shared the details in advertising materials, highlighting the reality of folding glass technology and the plastic screen protectors often included with folding phones. For more insights, tune into The Vergecast, a flagship podcast from The Verge. entertainment news. An officer and a spy marks Roman Polanski's return to U.S. theaters after its 2019 release in France. This historical drama, retitled from the original French, centers on the Dreyfus Affair, a notorious case of antisemitism. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, portrayed by Louis Garrel, is imprisoned based on questionable evidence. The film follows George Pickford, played by Jean Dujardin, who discovers crucial evidence that could exonerate Dreyfus. Although Polanski's past has drawn scrutiny, this film showcases his directorial prowess. With a gripping narrative and powerful themes of justice, An Officer and a Spy stands as a significant cinematic achievement. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and futurist, Alvin Toffler. And he said, "The great growling engine of change, technology, is transforming our world and the way we live." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.